Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Vendetta Cast, episode number 20, with myself, Digga Bruckshot, aka Adam Fisher from Facebook, from whatever. Yeah, man, there's a lot of fucking shit going on, dude. I'm watching Biden live on the news right now, and I've been wanting to come back on the pod. Last time I did this shit, I said I'm going to try and get back into it. I did about 4 episodes, and then I fell off again. My headphones broke. I was like, I don't feel like buying headphones right now, and just got busy and shit, and never bought new headphones until now. So I got some new headphones, and I'm trying to get back in, man. Trying to get back in the groove of this shit. I say that, but we'll see what happens. So here we are back. I was on episode 19, last episode with Killbreak. And I was like, dude, we need to at least hit 20, man. So let's get on 20. And here we are, episode number 20. President Joe Biden is live on the news right now, giving an update on the vaccination efforts. And it is quite unreal, honestly. The tone of the presentation of this shit at this point is, I mean, I guess they're trying to create a civil war, or they're trying, I mean, obviously we know that they're trying to always divide us and segregate the people and shit. But this fucking cunt is on the news right now talking about we're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Trying to make it seem like everyone getting sick now, it's because they're not vaccinated. Bro, there's people that got the vaccine that are getting it. Now, I don't know shit about vaccines. I don't know shit about anything medical, but I don't believe that the vaccine is meant to be an absolute shield against it. It's not like a fucking force field, you know? Same as like the flu shot. You get the flu shot, you could still get sick. But the way that they're doing this, man, is, I don't know, dude. We are in trouble, man. We're in trouble, dude. I mean, there's no other way to slice it. But we'll get into that, man. So it's about 4:30 on July 29th. Normally I do this late at night and shit. I have a couple beers and try to get it going. I did that like 3 times already. And I think either I just got too stoned or got too drunk and then got sleepy. So I recorded a couple podcasts and then I was just like, yo, I can't put this shit out. I got mad inside my brain and was just like, I can't do this. So I'm trying a little different vibe right now. Early set. Fucking cup of coffee, and yeah, man, see where it goes. I don't have anything written down. I had a couple things written down for the last couple pods that I did, but that's kind of old news at this point, so whatever, man. We're back at it, dude. We'll fucking see how it goes, man. We'll see how it goes. So I don't really know what to say, man. Back to this whole vaccine shit. I mean, they're blatantly trying to, I mean, it's so crazy how everything gets ramped back up again. So now all the CDC like tags on everybody's posts is coming back. They're talking about masks everywhere again. If you got the vaccine, if you don't have the vaccine, you gotta wear a mask. It's like, yo, suck my fucking dick, man. Suck my fucking dick. We're not doing this shit again, man. We're not doing it. We don't believe anything you say anymore. Don't you understand that? That's why nobody watches the news anymore. That's why all the ratings are down for everything. We don't believe you anymore, you fucks. When are you gonna understand that? You don't tell the truth, man. So we don't believe you. That's how that works. Fucking full of shit. on both sides, really. I think I just heard somebody's fucking car horn in the background. It's I don't know if it's the mic or my new headphones. I don't know what. It's like I could hear like literally everything in the background. But yeah, man, like I don't know if big media understands that we just don't believe you anymore, man. We just don't buy it anymore. So anything you say, really, at this point, I mean, there's obviously millions of people who still buy into this shit. And those are the fucking, you know, lost souls out there. But, you know, where I'm sitting, the people I fucking know, the people I talk to, man, we don't believe this, man. So I don't know where it goes from here. You know, I was worried about my kids, my kid going back to school. He starts school back at the end of August. And they sent 2 weeks ago when the CDC was not on the mask shit, where they said, you know, whatever the fuck it was. And, you know, the school sends out an email about the health plan for the year and shit. It's like masks will be optional, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, cool. Because if you said it was fucking my kid got to wear a mask again, I was going to be down at that fucking school raising hell. But so they sent that. I'm like, cool. Now, literally yesterday, or what was it, 2 days ago, CDC completely reverses, changed their fucking mind. Now everybody's got to wear a mask. If you got the vaccine, if you don't have the vaccine, you got to wear a mask. Mind you, they're telling you only in places where the shit is high or there's spikes or whatever the fuck they say. So we already know where that's going to go. We already know that's going to go. That's going to go right back to where we were. You know? I mean, they're already... Ah, man, it's wild, dude. It's fucking wild, man. You know, at the same time, they want to front with all this bullshit about unvaccinated. Joe Biden's on the news right now saying we're in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But at the same time, has the fucking border wide open, letting thousands upon thousands of people that are not vaccinated and full of the fucking coronavirus just pour into the country. So what the fuck are you up to, man? Because you're full of shit, dude. Don't be on the news saying you're worried about the fucking American people and, you know, we need to get vaccinated so everybody can fucking be safe and bup all this shit. But then you're letting all these fucking people just pour into the country, dropping them off in towns all around Texas and wherever the fuck else, flying them here, flying them there. To just what? You don't have any documentation of these people for the most part. So how are you going to track them down and get them tested and vaccinated and all that shit? They're just bringing it into wherever they go. But the American people got to be told what to do like that? Nah, son. Nah. I don't think so. So that's my rant on that shit, man. I don't fucking think so, dude. Sorry, man. It's not happening out here. And then all these fucking nerds. My rant's not over. All these fucking nerds online. Don't be stupid. Get vaccinated. Da, 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 da. Like, fuck off, bro. Why do you give a fuck so much, man? You got the vaccine. What's your fucking deal? Don't worry about it. They're fucking manipulating this shit and twisting it and fucking... Ugh. This is a fucking shit show, man. I'm scared for my fucking kids, bro. I really am, man. Watching this fucking authoritarian fucking bullshit. Fuck out of here, man. We were better off before the fucking internet. I'll tell you that, dude. I feel fucking sad, man. People my age and a little bit younger. Like the on the cusp generation of, you know, grew up as a child before the internet. And... you know, the internet just started getting big, like when you're like 15 or so. And then you were able to like grow as an adult in like dealing with the internet and having the internet available. but you still know what life was like before it. Fucking hell, man. It's on an old man thing to be saying like, oh, back in my day, blah, 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 like life was better and all that shit. But life was better. It really was, man. It's too much now, dude. And like I said before, man, the way they're ramping this back up, man, it's so like predictable. So to be expected. It's that same shit. It's that shit that, I don't know who said it. Never let a bad crisis go to waste. I mean, they're just using all these like tactics and emergency protocols to push through all these fucking agendas. And man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So yeah, and I don't know if I even went full circle on the shit with my kid and the school, but so yeah, they sent another email saying that it's still going to be an optional recommendation, I guess. Oh, never mind. Biden just fucking came on the. He just said every student must wear a mask. It's simple. Yo, I'm doing this a lot. I'm like, this is in real time now. Critiquing Biden. Yo, Nabi. No, my kid's not wearing a mask fucking 7 hours a day. Not again. Nope, not doing it. So I guess I'm gonna be making some calls to the superintendent tomorrow. I mean, when are we done with this fucking clown? When are we done? When are we done with these fucking mutants, man? When are we fucking done? I have fucking had it with this shit. I've had it. From the fucking politics, all through into the drum and bass scene, all these fucking woke fucking people with their big fucking mouths of bullshit. And people will say, I got a big mouth of bullshit. But I don't fucking try to tell you to do shit. That's the thing. That's the fucking difference. I might have a big mouth of bullshit to you, but that's what you think. But I'm not telling you what to do or trying to enforce shit on you. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't fucking care. I'll talk shit to you. I'll shit on you. I'll make fun of you. But I'm not going to tell you to go get vaccinated. I'm not going to tell you to go do with, you know, give you medical advice. I'm not going to tell you how to talk, how to speak, who not to offend. Everyone's a fucking hero, man. Biden, need to remember how dark last winter was. Oh my days, man. Oh my fucking days, mate. I spent too much time with my boy Ross the other day. Shout out Ross. Ross. Yeah, I was with a bunch of English dudes. We went to watch the Euro final, man, in Morristown, New Jersey. It was a good time. So shout out Ross and them boys. But yeah, man, proper fucking English lads, man. We met this dude at the bar that looked like a fucking character straight out of Snatch. Like he was a fucking Millwall. He was a Millwall geezer. But yeah, man, that was a good fucking time. Commiserations, of course. A little late on that, but commiserations to all the English fans out there, man. I'm an Arsenal fan, so watching Saka miss that penalty was kind of devastating. It was crazy, man, because we were at the Grasshopper in Morristown, and it was vibes, man. We got there at like 1 o'clock or something. We were shit high. I was already drunk at that point. You know, we're in the bar singing Oasis songs and shit. I was in my glory, dude. And, you know, vibes. The game starts. Fucking Shaw scores like in 3 fucking minutes. I'm like, oh shit, this is going to happen, dude. This is going to be wild. It's going to be cracking in here when this game is over. Dude. And then, like, I think so. We go through the whole match, we go into penalties. And I'm so drunk at that point. I like left the bar to go get cigarettes like right before the penalty shootout. So I don't even know why I did that, but I was like, I need cigarettes. So I was like, fuck it, I'll be right back. I ran across the street, bought a pack of cigarettes and a pack of Starburst for some fucking reason. I didn't even know until the next morning I had the Starburst in my pocket. I'm like, what the fuck? So yeah, then I come back and the, you know, we're in the penalty shootout then, and fucking you know, Sancho, Rashford both missed, and I was like, oh man, Saka, you've got to get this, dog. And then he fucking missed it, man. And the vibes went down for sure. The vibes went a little south, but there was no violence. There was like no Italy fans there. There was only like a few. And then we went to some other bar. It's like 7-8 o'clock at night on a Sunday. I'd been drinking for like 9 hours straight at that point. And then we went back to Ross's house and just got hammered more. Yeah, but it was a good time, dude. So that was a, you know, it was a great tournament, man. I really enjoyed the Euros this year. Not like anybody who listens to this podcast really gives a fuck about football. But yeah, dude. And it was over like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. So I'm late on that. But yeah, man, it was a good time. So we'll see what happens with Saka now. I'm sure he'll come back fine. I'm not worried about him. My wife is texting me right now. She's at her sister's house. There's like a tornado watch. She's like freaking out. I don't live in like a tornado place, so I feel like anytime there's a tornado warning and it's like not even windy, nothing ever happens. So I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully she doesn't get sucked up into a tornado. I gotta read this status real quick, man. This goes back to the vaccine shit, but I keep bouncing back and forth, so I apologize. But this is my first pod back in a while, man. So I'm trying to keep trying to keep the conversation flowing here. So this dude posted this shit the other day, and this is exactly what I'm talking about, man. This is the kind of shit. And this is like you can do and say whatever you want, yeah. But like, don't. This is what they want you to do. This guy's a soldier for the woke army. You know what I'm saying? Or like the lib resistance or whatever the fuck. He goes, I mean, what a fucking cunt. He goes, I will say this again, but anyone who has yet to get vaccinated is at fault for the resurgence of the virus. You, capitals, are the reason for the CDC, or the reason the CDC is going to tell states to reinstate mask mandates, probably this week. You are the reason COVID will be circulating in schools this fall. You are the reason that states are going to reimpose capacity restrictions at events and restaurants. And you are the reason hundreds of thousands of people are still going to die. If everyone went out and got vaccinated, the virus would stop circulating. It sure has been a long time since anyone I know caught smallpox or polio. The only positive here is that I think very soon the government is going to start passing laws to make things difficult on people who are unvaccinated. It's bullshit that the rest of us should have to suffer for your stupidity. Oh. Shut your fucking mouth, you fucking clown. God damn it, man. I mean, he's a prime example. Prime example of the fuckery and the mind fuckery, the mind fuck that this has all been. You know what I mean? Like the ramped up fear, the ramped up agitation, and everyone fucking hating each other and shit. Like, I don't fucking, you know, I don't get it, dude. I don't get it, man. Like, if I have friends that disagree with me 150%. But like, I'm not, you know, they're not telling me like I'm a fucking killer and this, that, and the other. They're just like, well, do you, dude. Whatever you think is right for you. And that's what I think. Whatever's right for you, man, do it. It's all good. It's really all good, dude. Biden's taking questions right now. I wish I could listen to it because he's probably fucking up every question. Oh, God. Fuck, I'm in a mood. Oh, hopefully I can get back on this pod shit, dude. I really want to do the upgrades. You know, I really want to get on the video, ETC, all that shit. But I knew I need to get one out under my belt to get back into the swing. So I am actively working on trying to make this a better experience. Not like I have, you know, legions of people listening, but to the people that do listen and the people that do support, big up. I appreciate it. And I've had a few people ask me when I was bringing it back, or, you know, why'd you stop doing it? And to be honest, I did stop doing it because of the headphone thing. But then also, like, I had to go get, like, you know, this might be TMI, but I had to go get, like, some, like, liver scans and shit. So I think it was, like, it was because of some blood tests and shit. And then, so I was like, I'm not going to drink for a while. I'm all good. There's no issues. But it was just, like, they wanted to test some shit. But, I had to wait, like, a month and a half to go do the test and all that shit. And I was like, I'm not gonna drink then, dude. Like, I was shook. So I stopped drinking for like a month and a half too. And like I said earlier, like, I like to like have a couple beers and do this, but I'm actually starting to think that maybe it's better to just smoke a bowl and have a cup of coffee and then do it and not be like all fucking heady about it and be a little more animated. So maybe that's the move going forward. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, man, I took some time off of drinking and shit, and then it kind of affected even doing this. So, but it's all good, man. I enjoy doing it. I've said that before, and yeah, man, I appreciate the people that do listen. So hopefully we can get back at it and, you know, get some good guests back on here and shit. I was actually talking to Ryan Vale from Denver. So shout out to Ryan, drum and bass guy out in Denver. I'm going to try and get him on one of these episodes and see who else, man. You know, I got to get back in the groove of it first before I can start asking people to come on my fucking podcast that hasn't been on for fucking 4 months and, you know, make it worth their fucking while. Some funny things that happened recently that are kind of old news, but that like Christian Bruna DJ Empress thing was fucking hilarious. You know, imagine being that fucking entitled, dude. Imagine being that fucking entitled. I mean, it's not that unimaginable because she tried to pull that shit on me a couple times with World of Drum and Bass, where like she was trying to get on the line, one of the lineups one of the years. Maybe it was the last one before the pandemic, or maybe it was the one where we did the circus tent shit. I don't remember, but I didn't have room on the lineup for her. Okay. Like it wasn't like I was purposely not trying to put her on. I mean, Empress is famous for like last minute, like, hey, what's up? Is there any way you can whatever. And she was getting like aggravated with me. I'm surprised I didn't get canceled for that, or she didn't do what she did to Christian Bruna. I don't even fucking like Christian Bruna, but you know, I don't have any beef with him or anything. I just don't really like him. But the way she was trying to play it, like he was being sexist and all this shit. I mean, she's literally just trying to play on like all these fucking corny movements. You know what I mean? And trying to like gain fucking social clout like all these fucking drum and bass fucking losers do. But anyway, yeah, so she was like saying to me, don't forget that like I've always looked out for you, and don't forget that I've always put you on things that I was doing, and shit like that, man. And I was like honestly, I was like in, I don't know, 15 years at the time or whatever it was, I was like, you've only put me on one thing that you've ever done. And it was a Goldie party with Diesel Boy and Jakes and some other people at this club called Verboten at the time in Brooklyn. That was the only thing I could think of that she ever put me, quote unquote, put me on, you know? But she was so entitled about it. She was like, well, you should be putting me on this. And I'm like, bro, I already got the lineup full, man. I'm not doing it because I don't want you to be on it. Honestly, I don't fucking like Empress either anymore, but I used to try and put her on like I just said, she told me that she used to try and put me on everything. She didn't, man. But I used to put her on a lot of the shit that I did. I ran a night out of Concrete Jungle for a little while, for a couple months. It was called Heavy Bass Habits. This is like in 2009 or some shit. I would do like one night of the month, like presented by me or whatever, where I would curate the lineup. And I always wanted her as a resident on there. Or I asked her to be on it a bunch of times. And then, you know, there was other things that I did and that I had her on that I can't remember. But whatever. I mean, I guess I can remember one other thing that she put me on also. So, I mean, it was like a mutual, you know, I have respect for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think she's a good DJ. You know, I think all her like insane bullshit propaganda, zombie, vegan, vaccinated, fucking, you know, I'm the best, put me on, bullshit is horseshit. But at the end of the day, she's a good DJ. So I didn't care. Like, I would put her on shit, even if I didn't have the best personal relationship with her. So, you know, I mean, but that's just kind of person I am. People now, like, they'll be like, oh, I don't like that he's a fucking, you know, I don't like his haircut, so I can't put him on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how these people are now. Or I don't like that thing he said on Facebook, so I'm not going to have him on. Even though I might have been the best man for the job at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing's based on merit in American drum and bass. It's all based on bullshit. It's all based on, you know, kissing ass, sucking dick, and just fronting, dude. And just being delusional. You can hear the rain a bit in the background. Hopefully it'll be drowned out with background music when I edit. But yeah, man. So, you know, whatever. That was a funny thing that happened that I didn't get to touch on, really, that I've been wanting to say something about, just because I think it's so quintessential and stereotypical of like the drum and bass scene in America now, man. It's like everybody has to be on this bullshit. It's like I had a conversation with that kid Ryan Vale earlier today. It's like, I didn't get into this for this, man. Most people didn't, you know, like music is not supposed to be about this, all this extra. Music was always a thing where a bunch of people would get together in a room that maybe black, white, fucking gay, straight, whatever, right wing, left wing. No, you didn't know anybody's politics. So, you know, it's raining pretty hard, man. I can hear that shit. You know, nobody knew the it wasn't about any of that. It was about a bunch of people who are into the same music, into the same vibe, coming together. And that's what the whole shit is about. That's what the beauty of it is. That's the good thing about music. You know, it brings everyone together more than anything can in the world right now, honestly. The only thing that bring people more together than, well, now music doesn't bring people together because now everyone's like, oh, I'm not going to go to this party because this fucking person. I'm not going to go to this party because this person thinks that, or this person believes that. This guy fucking does this. This guy does that. So, you know, but it didn't used to be that way, man. And we need to get back to that, because the way shit is now, it ain't going nowhere. It's just going to stay stale and stuttering, and it's corny, man. It's really like unnecessary, but you know, everyone has their fucking ideologies, and you know, all these people are in this woke cult now, so I don't really see a way out of it, honestly. So, man, I'm going to wind this one down on part one. I guess I'll come back and do a couple more minutes on side two. This is the Vendetta Cast, episode number 20, with myself, Dicka Bruckshot. We're trying to get back into the fucking, into the groove here, man. So I'm going to go pour some more coffee, and then I'll be back for a couple more minutes. Peace. Welcome back to side B of the Vendetta Cast, episode number 20. Don't know where we just left off, but I just wanted to say, everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. It's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright. Yeah, I wanted to I wanted to do a review of Space Jam 2, man. It was in my notes on for my failed episodes that I tried about 17 times before I started this one. I guess, a little late on the news, but I went to see Space Jam 2 with my son. We went to one of those dope theaters where it's like lounge chairs and shit, and they bring the food to the chair and shit. It was dope. But I'd never been to one. That's really the only way to see a movie for me now going forward. I would never go to a regular theater now. It was like $100 really total, but it was all good. So yeah, Space Jam 2, man. Kind of disappointing they didn't have that song in there. But other than that, man, I thought it was decent, man. It was a kid's movie. You know, you start seeing all these articles like, oh, it's like apocalyptic undertones and all this bullshit. Like, I didn't see that at all, man. And honestly, I thought LeBron did a pretty good job, like, acting in it and shit. Better than I thought he was going to be. There was some weird shit. I think they should have, like, tried to stick to more of a similar storyline. It would have been better. But I thought all in all it was pretty decent, man. I didn't leave like disappointed. I didn't think it was definitely not better than the first one. But it is what it is, dude. Let me check out my list of other shit that I had written down from the old pod that I tried to record. Not much, just mostly negative shit, you know. mostly negative shit. The pregnant man emoji was cute. Rusko's a full-blown DMB DJ now. I know he's got roots in drum and bass, but it's funny now seeing him like jumping on the DMB bandwagon full force. I don't really care, but I just thought it was funny. He's like just putting out DMB tunes now, which is cool, whatever. I get it. Anything else other than like drum and bass, US drum and bass scene drama, dramatics? I saw a guy post this big lengthy status, basically like admitting to like beating a woman, which I thought was quite odd. I don't know if maybe he received some information that it was going to come out, or he was just having a self-loathing moment where he felt that he needed to go public with some information that was apparently years old. But what I found quite comical about it was, you know, it was a full admission of like, you know, kicking a woman in the throat or something. I don't know. It was like some wild shit. And it's somebody I'm cool with. I mean, I don't have any beef with him or anything, but I'm not going to name who it is. If you saw it, you saw it. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. But the comments, I just couldn't believe, man. The comments, dude, were like... And I'm not trying to go back on all that dumb shit that happened with me, but it's just funny to like watch the chameleons in this United States drum and bass scene, man. You know, people that came out with the wrath of hell against me for making a fucking joke on Twitter. You know what I mean? It's like now you're basically patting this guy on the back for being honest. We appreciate your honesty. As long as you see the problem and change, man, that's all that matters. These are the kind of comments from people who are like, fuck Diggle Brookshot. Fuck him. You made a joke on Twitter. Fuck that guy. I mean, what the fuck are we doing here? You guys are fucking frauds, blood. Frauds, mate. But it's all good, man. It was just in my notes. I just wanted to make a comment about it because that's what I do. I make comments about things that piss me off, you know? That's what I do. So, I don't think, you know, the people that were patting this person on the back for his honesty and self-awareness are not genuine people, man. Let's just be real. You're just fake. You're just a fake fuck who, rides the wave, man. You just ride the wave, bro. What's popular today? What's gonna get me the most likes today? What's gonna make me look like a good person today? I'm gonna post that, even if it completely contradicts what I said yesterday. So, you know, that's where we're at, man. Authenticity is dead. Unless you want to come listen to my podcast, we keep it fucking 1,000 here. But yeah, I just want to touch on that. It's not a big deal, you know. I just want to keep it real here, man, and call out the bullshit when I see it. That's what I do. You know, you might not like me. You might not, you know, even listen to this podcast. You may never hear it, but I see you. You know, doesn't matter. I won't see you in public probably ever again. I've settled very well into this, you know, not being involved in the drum and bass day-to-day politics and people. And it's been rewarding, honestly, financially and mentally, because now I don't have to care. I don't have to care about what I say even more. I can just freewheel, call you out by name if I choose or not, or just say what the fuck I really feel, you know? There was a time, you know, but maybe I wouldn't say certain things because I didn't want to offend certain people. That's funny to say, actually, but, you know, or not even offend certain people. Maybe, you know, in close personal relationships, be as cool as I could to them. And then, you know, they might see shit that I say online or whatever, and they might not like it, but they were still cool, you know? But it's gotten to a point now where it's like, I'm full-blown Joe Budden, dude. I'm retired from the drum and bass rat race, so I'm just going to call it like I see it. And this is, or was, a drum and bass-focused podcast, you know? It's not really that, but we talk about it here because, you know, that's what I'm involved in or was involved in. And I'm sure I'll be involved in some capacity going forward. You know, I don't really think about it much. I'm very focused on my business and making money. And that's all I really care about right now. I have a date on Saturday with DJ Trigon and Eshin. And I haven't seen those dudes. This is completely irrelevant from what I was just talking about. But we're moving on. I have a date on Saturday with those dudes. I haven't seen my dudes in a long time. I haven't seen Eshin in fucking hell, man. Maybe his wedding? I don't remember. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to go on a date. We're going to go for a steak dinner and then get on the drinks, man. So if you're out in Morristown, New Jersey, we'll be about, mate. We'll be about. I'm looking forward to that. I ain't seen my dudes in so long. But let's see what else we can shit on or talk about here. This is the Vendetta Cast, episode number 20, music, culture, life, and making fun of things. So that's what we're going to do. My wife is texting me frantically. She's having like a full-blown anxiety attack. She's at her sister's house, and she's shook about driving in the pouring rain. There's like a full-blown hurricane going through right now. So that's cool. Yeah, man. So, like, the Simone Biles thing, I mean, who gives a fuck, dude? Who gives a flying fuck what this girl does? Number one, nobody gives a shit about the Olympics. Number two, nobody really gives a shit about gymnastics. And number three, who fucking cares if she doesn't want to do it anymore? Or wants to get out the game for a little bit? Let her do it, dude. Why is everyone making stories about it? And, oh my God, she like gave up on her team. Like, who fucking cares, man? She was the team. She decided she didn't want to do it no more. I don't understand the, you know, it's like crazy, man. People just jump on all this bullshit, this moral superiority shit. Even people that are like shitting on her, like, you know, right-wing people or whatever, like saying crazy shit, like it really doesn't matter, man. No, and everyday Americans do not give a fuck what she does. Really, we don't. She's a millionaire. She made $1 million doing backflips, and she'll be good, man. So, like, just leave her the fuck alone, man. I don't understand. Everything is like a fucking crazy, like, you know, then you get all the people that are like bigging her up so much, like, oh, that's so brave, and you know, it's like, all right, man, you know, that's not brave, okay? That's not brave. Brave is running into a burning building to save a fucking puppy, okay? That's brave. Brave is going to war. You know, that's what being brave is. Brave is fighting, you know, terminal disease or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, those things are brave. That's bravery. Being paid millions of dollars through endorsements and going to the Olympics at whatever age she is, I don't know, what, 23, killing the game, top of the fucking food chain in her sport. For whatever reason, I don't know the details of any of it. Somebody told me that she got molested. I don't know what, whatever, if that happened, gross, you know. I mean, any really like father who lets their daughter be involved in gymnastics, if you're not fully on top of what that coach is up to, then you're failing as a father, number one. Because I would be in his ass all like 24 hours a day, like making sure this motherfucker ain't doing nothing wild. But yeah, who fucking cares, man? Who cares? Fuck me, man. Let's see what else we got here. I'm just scrolling some Facebook shit. Yeah, what do we got? What do we got? Let's see though. I'll go look back at the things that I've recently posted because I'm a prick. Oh yeah, I saw this the other day too. Stamina DMB out in San Fran. I mean, this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about this like divide and this like disgusting culture that's crept into American drum and bass. They post, "Don't add us with your pseudoscience bullshit over requiring vaccinations to get into our events. We applaud the San Francisco Bar Coalition and our home of F8 or Fate, whatever it is, for making sure we keep people safe. We respect your choice to not get vaccinated, so respect ours to not let you in if you're not." So you're I mean, that is disgusting, dude. That's a disgusting thing to say. Especially, I'm sure they have people who have supported their event, been to their event, you know, pay money to go to their event or whatever. Maybe I think it's free, whatever. Whatever the fuck, but you know, you just marginalize your base when you do shit like that. You know what I mean? I guess it's just, I don't get it. Like, so I guess they're going to do, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck there is going on in San Francisco. I guess they're forcing vaccinations for people to get into restaurants and bars. I have no idea, but I just think it's so fucked up to come out and say that. Like, it's basically like, fuck you if you disagree with this policy of getting vaccines to go into buildings. You're not coming into our fucking drum and bass party because you're not a good person. And only vaccinated people are allowed in. Suck a dick. Suck a dick, man. I'm going to start throwing unvaccinated drum and bass parties. How about that? I'm going to start throwing them. And anybody's welcome. Gay, trans, black, white, vaccinated, not vaccinated. You're all welcome under my tent, dude. I might not agree with you on some shit, but I don't fucking care what you do, man. If you're supporting my event, Stamina, you shouldn't be coming out saying that kind of crazy shit to people who maybe don't want to get vaccinated. Or people who, what about people who literally can't get vaccinated for medical reasons? So just fuck them. What about women who are worried about the vaccine and what it might do to a potential pregnancy or haven't had kids yet? And there's been stories about, you know, saying it's not good for women who plan on having children to get vaccinated. You know, there's been shit out there like that. So what if you're a woman and you're 28, 29 years old and you're in a relationship and maybe you're thinking about having children and you love drum and bass and you love going to Stamina and you've supported Stamina since day one and, you know, you really want to start a family and you're concerned about getting vaccinated on the potential damage that could cause to your uterus or whatever the fuck. And you got these cunts just like, fuck you, don't come to our party if you didn't get the shot. And then you just left there like, wow, these people don't give a fuck about my support. So that's what I think about that. So you're fucking lame for posting that. I see these people, I seen their MC, what's his name? MC Tell. Never understood that MC Tell name. There's another MC Tell in fucking Connecticut or some shit. I don't get it. Tell me what, dude? You're telling me that you're an MC? You're telling the people the good word? I don't get it. Anyway, so he's like doing a fucking He's doing a Cuomo, a CNN Cuomo of his, like he's documenting his experience with COVID, where he posts that he's got vaccinated, but he just caught COVID. And then at the end of it, he signs it with, "Get your fucking vaccine." I'm going to find this page real quick, actually, because this shit was funny. I shouldn't even say his fucking name, but whatever. Let's read some of this shit. This is what I'm going to start doing, dude. I'm going to just start reading. Oh my God, bro. 2 days ago, yeah? I didn't see this. Vaccination cards will be required for entry into F8 starting tomorrow. Fate, whatever the fuck it's called. Starting this Wednesday, July, this is the venue where Stamina does their show. Starting this Wednesday, July 28th, proof of vaccination will be required to enter Fate F8 until further notice. This can be presented with a physical copy or a photo of your vax card. So you could just, you could get a vax card and fill it out yourself and take a photo of it. We feel as though this is the most responsible move for the safety of our community. Hang in there, y'all. We've made it this far. Dude. I mean, fuck off. Fuck off, man. So this kid, he's just like documenting all this shit. So 3 days ago, he's like, "I just tested positive for COVID-19. I am fully vaccinated. If I wasn't fully vaccinated, I probably would have been hospitalized. Get your fucking vaccine." Like, stop being so fucking dramatic, man. You are out here saying you got the vaccine, and now you're talking about how you got COVID again, and you know. Lord have mercy, man. Oh, this whole podcast has just been a rant of me hating on everything. The fuck is going on? The only positive about this podcast was the Space Jam review. So, welcome back to the Vendetta Cast, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for the hard-hitting facts of, you know, stop being fake. That's all we're asking for here at the Vendetta Cast. Just be real. Be authentic. Be a genuine person. Stop pretending that you are above it all and you want to show everyone what a great person you are. Because none of your shit is consistent. None of your shit lines up. And that's obvious. That was a little Crystalia-ish at the end there. That's obvious. But yeah, dude. That's what this is about. That's what I need to do this for myself, you know? I don't go to therapy anymore. I did go to therapy for a couple months. Because my wife thinks I should, but I think it's very important to get like a therapist that you actually get something out of. So I went for like 2 months. I spent like $800 or some shit. And it was like, you know, I don't know. It was like weird. I didn't get like any, the guy was like a blob, you know? A lot of those guys, they just collect your fucking money and just sit there and they just like shake their head and they're like, "So do you think that if you did it this way, that wouldn't have happened?" Like, obviously, man. But I'm not here for the obvious answers. I'm here because I'm trying to dig into my brain on why I'm such a fucking lunatic. That's why I'm here. "So how do you think if you would have handled that situation in a different way, what do you think the outcome would have been?" Well, Doc, I think you and I both know that had I not flipped out in that situation, I wouldn't have gotten in a fight with the gas station attendant or whatever the case may be. I think that's obvious, but I'm paying you fucking $400 a month to tell me something different than that. I need to know what I don't know about this mania is what I'm trying to figure out. Anyway, my point in saying that is doing the podcast kind of is a way for me to release the demons. You know what I mean? Because too much of it is on Facebook. I release too many demons on Facebook about how I feel about life. So, yeah, dude. I hope my wife didn't get sucked up in a tornado. She's having a hard time. She like texts me. This is how women act, dude. This is how women are. She texts me at 5:02 and she's like, just got an alarm on my phone to shelter in place. Okay, so I'm like, oh shit, like, what the fuck? So then I immediately call her, doesn't answer. Call again, doesn't answer. Call again, doesn't answer. Then I call her sister, straight to voicemail. Call her sister, straight to voicemail. So I'm a fucking maniac, dude. So as soon as that happens, I'm like, holy shit, is there like a tornado blowing over the house right now? Like, you just got a shelter in place notification. Is the house like in the air? Is it the Wizard of Oz over there? Like, what the fuck is happening? You know, no answer, no answer, no answer. Then finally she calls me and she's like, what's up? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's up, dude? You just sent me a message saying that to shelter in place. Are you in the bathtub with my children? Like, what the fuck is happening over there? She's like, no, I'm just like waiting for like the rain to stop or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, thank you. Because I just went through a full Final Destination in my fucking brain about what's happening to my family right now. So all good. Thanks for the notification. And I'll see you when you get home. Love you. Bye. That's how they are. So that's cool. Wow. I just drank a massive cup of coffee and I am on edge. Let's do one more. We'll do one more run through Facebook and see what other funny shit we got here. Some guy writes, fuck everyone. Thanks. Goodbye. That's cool. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. I'm real bothered by all the woke shit in drum and bass in America, man. It's sad, dude. Because I think everyone really thought, like, you know, the division of the scene or whatever would come through the politics, which it definitely did. But I think now we might see an even bigger divide with this shit, because you're going to start having venues doing that. I mean, that's such a California thing to do. So it might, you know, it might not happen in the rest of the country, but that's a New York thing to do too. And I know that Brooklyn Mirage originally, a couple months ago, did come out with like a thing saying they're going to require vaccines, and the backlash on that was like next level. And like a couple days later, a week later, whatever, they came back out and they're like, nah, we're not going to do that. But knowing de Blasio and fucking Cuomo and shit, I wouldn't be shocked if that shit happens. What about Bezos? Bezos's dick rocket was cute. I was listening to Chris D'Elia's podcast today, actually. And he kept going over and over again about the Jeff Bezos and the Hell Yeah. I'm gonna play it because it's funny as hell. I'm gonna get an ad.
Pain that many Americans are feeling. April grocery prices saw their largest one
bumper to bumper traffic for miles waiting to get into food banks.
People are often born into poverty.
I don't want to be homeless. I don't want to be homeless.
Is that a worry?
It is a worry.
Spent.
Big PP rocket. Only $1 billion.
Hell yes.
I thought that was just gonna be like a clip of him saying hell yes and then laughing like a fucking maniacal supervillain, but it was like some funny shit. Anyways, y'all, it's VendettaCast episode number 20. I'm gonna wrap it up here. I think it went decent, man. Not a bad little pod to come back on. We'll be a little more positive going forward, guys. You know, this is just where we keep it real, we say how we feel, and that's the deal. Okay, so I'll see you on episode 21. I'm gonna try and get a guest, and I did do a podcast with my wife, actually, like an hour and a half long one the other night that came out really good, but she wants me to beep some shit out, and I gotta figure out how to do that because I don't know shit about computers and I don't know shit about you know, doing that. So I'm gonna figure that shit out, and hopefully I'll be able to pop that out at some point. Yeah, man. So episode 21, I will try to get on it next week, man. Thanks for listening. Shout out to the people who asked me if I was going to come back with this shit. I'm going to come back. And hopefully, like I said, man, like I always say, I'll try to stay on it and make it better. It gets hard with my business and shit, trying to stay on top of this. I put so much of my time into that. But, you know, whatever, dude. We'll fucking make it work. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And, you know, share it around, man. And I'll catch you on the next one. Easy.